Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream. And God said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Ask for whatever you want. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. It sounded too good to be true. God appeared to Solomon during the night, threw open the doors to the treasure house of heaven, allowed the young king to survey the vast fortune, and said, "Pick one." What an offer! What a choice! What would you pick? For a young king like Solomon, there was no end to the list of needs he could rattle off that would really help him as he ruled God's people. How about long life? People say, "Long live the king." But here's an offer from God that could actually make that happen. Maybe money. With the right amount of that, he could do pretty much anything. But he didn't ask for those things. In fact, at first, Solomon didn't ask for anything. Instead, he praised the Lord for the great kindness he had shown him and his father David. Only then, after acknowledging that the Lord is the giver of all gifts, Solomon made his request, "Give me a listening heart." Being kind is a hard job. Solomon knew he needed a heart that was in tune with God and his word more than anything else. Solomon desired spiritual wealth more than earthly treasure. What would you ask for? We'd like to think our requests would be so noble for spiritual wealth so that we could be better at serving, loving, and sharing Jesus with others. But we know that's not the case. Sure, God hasn't appeared to us in a dream and offered us anything we want, yet he has opened the treasure house of heaven to us. Every time you go to church to worship, you step into his treasure house. In baptism, he connected you to Christ. He gave up everything for you, even his life on the cross. And now, he set you free. Free to tell him how sorry you are for how badly you've been acting, or talking, or thinking. Then, he speaks priceless words. You're forgiven. Would you remember that the next time you were in God's treasure house, church, and feel the service is so long? You are in God's treasure house, surrounded by the priceless riches of Jesus. Being a child of God may sometimes feel like a hard job. Solomon knew he needed a heart that was in tune with God and his word more than anything else. We need the same. We pray that God would give us a listening heart. We pray for a listening heart. Lord Jesus, you are our priceless treasure. Give us a listening heart, like you gave to Solomon. Help us to seek first your kingdom and righteousness, and trust that you will take care of everything else we need. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.